Hi, Carnesta. I have Michelle on the other line. Okay, she is going to ask you a lot of questions because she has very high anxiety and she hates being alone. And this was kind of just sprung on her because the caregiver that she had, we had told her she was going to be with, is not hireable right now. So we had to kind of pivot. And she, like I said, she has high anxiety, so she might sound a little bit like flustered. But she's going to ask you, I mean, I told her you've been working with us for a while now. She asked me how long, you know, I mean, you could say whatever. I know you've only been started working with us, but I don't want to make her any more nervous than she already is, you know?
Okay.
All right, so hold on, and I'm going to, but you have experience outside of our agency, right?
Yes, I've been on home care for years.
All right, so yeah, so just focus on that then. So hold on, I'm going to connect you guys.
Okay.
Right.
All right, Michelle, I have Carnesta on the phone. You guys can speak, introduce yourself, and okay. She's going to be working with you Saturdays and Sundays from 9 to 6. All right, so go ahead.
Okay. That'll be fine.
Hello, Michelle.
I say your name, Carnesta?
Yeah, Carnesta.
Could you spell that for me, please, stop, baby?
C-A-R.
Yes.
N-E-S.
N-E-S.
T-A. Yep.
T-A or T-A?
T like Tony.
Oh, T as in Tony. A. What's your last name, stop, baby?
Roland. R-O-W.
L-A-N-D?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Roman. To ask you your age, you don't have to tell me, but I have to know if you're 19 or you're more mature.
No, I'm 25.
Oh, that's because I had a 19-year-old, and she was on the phone and all the time cursing and stuff like that. She's that's the way the young girls talk, and that's disrespectful. I'm a born-again Christian. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. Are you born again also? You don't have to tell me. I'm just curious.
I am definitely Christian.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm definitely born again.
Yeah, because the Muslims over here, and I'm not going to get along with them, but they don't like the Christians. And they pray five times and take away my time. I can't with the music when they pray five times in the Ramadan, whatever they do. I don't understand all that.
Yep.
You know? I can't share the word or anything like that about David, Jeremiah, and Charles Stanley, and Lion of Judah, and Grace for Purpose, you know, stuff like that. We're living the last day. I don't want to go into details of it, because we could talk when you get here, because I'm a talker. I like to learn new things. You like to learn
new
things?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. We'll get along. Wonderful.
All right, Michelle. So is there anything she needs to know about getting into your home? I believe you said
yes.
That they need to go around
yes.
to the back door.
She's got to get to the back. And when she comes in, she's got to take her shoes off. Because I don't want any dirt from the outside on my rug because I eat the food falls on the floor. I eat the food, a little piece of food falls on the floor. I don't get any germs. Other than that, you can leave the door open. You call when you're on your way, okay? So, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to text over her phone number, your phone number to her. Okay.
Can I have her phone, please?
Is that okay, Carnesta?
Yes.
Okay, that's 267.
267. 551. 551.
9830.
You know how to cook, baby?
Yes.
Carnesta?
She said yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I cook real good.
You know how to cook?
Yes, I know how to cook very well.
Okay. You know, when I take a shower, you can blow dry my hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how to do all that?
Yeah.
Okay, we could go over all that when you get here. I'm
okay.
Sure we'll get along real good.
All right, guys.
I can't wait to meet you tomorrow.
Can I ask you one other question? I don't want to take up your time. Do you drive?
No.
Michelle, we've already acknowledged she's not allowed to drive. We don't allow our caregivers to drive with patients either. So.
I want to go far. I just wonder how long it's going to take her to get here. If she drives, you know, she must.
Oh no, you live in my neighborhood.
Oh, do I really?
You don't have to be
right
book.
There at Busselton and the Boulevard.
But it shouldn't take you too long to get here.
Right.
One other question is that do you have any children, Bobby? Do you have any children?
Oh, yes. I have a 2-year-old son.
Oh, that's wonderful. But there's somebody to take care of him, right?
Yes, his father.
Okay, that'll be fine. So I'll see you tomorrow then, right?
Yep, bright and early.
Yeah, you'll be here on time. You call when you're on your way. I have 2 phones. I'll give you both phone numbers, okay?
Okay.
You want the phone numbers?
Yeah, I'll text it to you, Carnesta, so don't worry about writing
all
it down.
Right. You should have both phone numbers.
Yeah,
right,
I
can't wait to meet
you. Let me make sure I have the right numbers. I have the one I just called you on, and then I have a 215-613-8010. Is that correct?
I don't know. I have to check. I must have to go my contacts. You want me to go my contacts?
No, it's all right. She's going to have at least one phone number, so when we'll confirm everything when she gets there tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
All right, Michelle.
How tall are you?
How tall?
Yes.
I'm 5'4".
I think you'll be able to reach my cabinets. I can't reach I'm only 5 foot and I can't reach my cabinets. They're up in the air.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, my mom used me for her cabinets all the time. I definitely can't reach the shelf.
All right, I can't wait to meet you though, baby.
All right. Well, thank you, Michelle, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the delayed information. So, but I wanted to make sure I have someone out to you for this weekend. All right.
Okay, that'll be fine.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.